I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Tensions continue to flare along Afghanistan's border with Pakistan. U.S. forces based in Afghanistan have increasingly gone after Taliban and al-Qaeda militants who are based on the Pakistani side of the border. Officials in Pakistan say it happened again last night. They say this time a missile fired by a U.S. drone killed at least six people inside Pakistan. One of the dead is reportedly a Taliban commander. The World's Quill Lawrence is embedded with the Army's 101st Airborne Division near Afghanistan's border with Pakistan. He tells us that U.S. officials he's been talking to didn't have a lot to say about the incident.
It's telling that here I am in a large U.S. base just miles from where that happened. And because of the separation in the forces on the ground here, the people here really can't tell me much about it. It's very complicated here in Afghanistan. You have the original stabilization force, ISAF, the International Stabilization and Assistance Force, which is led by NATO, and that means it's got 26 member nations contributing troops. At the same time, the American military has been continuing operations since 2001 here, and they're not always operating in sync. So you might have U.S. Special Forces operating that drone, or even, as we've seen in recent weeks, crossing the border into Pakistan. And it hasn't always been a consolidated command. That might be changing now. And they're sending signals that this might be a more unified command from here on out.
So what is the movement to change that dynamic on the ground now?
Well, General David McKiernan has been elevated now to be the top general, in fact, in control of all American military forces here in Afghanistan. That's seen as a step in the direction of a unified command. But in statements today, General McKiernan stressed that he needs more troops here and he needs more economic aid and more political aid in order to move things forward in a fight that the top generals are now recognizing isn't going so well. What they've said is their main priority, and I've heard this also, people here on the ground have said, that they need to stand up the Afghan army. The American military sees that as their way out of Afghanistan.
Now, you mentioned the importance of the Afghan forces who are there and the training of Afghan forces to be able to take on some of the roles that U.S. forces and NATO forces are conducting right now. There was an incident over the weekend. Tell us what happened.
Over the weekend in the province of Paktika, in a place called Jaji, there was a joint U.S.-Afghan police patrol, and they hit a roadside bomb. It didn't kill anybody. And then they were attacked, actually, by insurgents, and they fought them off and actually detained about a half a dozen of them. But then something very strange for here in Afghanistan happened. One of the Afghan National Police, who'd been fighting alongside the Americans, suddenly opened fire. And he wounded several people, including some detainees, and he killed one U.S. soldier. I actually saw the wounded and the deceased soldier come in. And people here are saying that this has never happened before. They've never felt worried about Afghan soldiers possibly being Taliban agents or turning against the Americans. Now, the brigade commander here at Task Force Kurahi told me that he thinks the troops are going to be able to stay on mission despite this incident.
I think at the end of the day, they understand the importance of going out with the Afghan National Police, of conducting missions with all of the Afghan National Security Forces. They see this as an enemy action against one of their own. And they understand that it's another reason why they got to continue to build the capacity, and they're ready to go out there and continue the mission.
That was Colonel Pete Johnson, who's the commander of Task Force Kurahi. Now, he was being very upbeat and being very positive, but that said, I've also heard some assessments from people here on the ground about the Taliban. They say that they're not making some of the mistakes that was made by the insurgency in Iraq when they started targeting civilians and just trying to cause mayhem to show that the government was powerless. Well, eventually, as we saw, much of the Iraqi population turned against such an insurgency. Here, they're telling me that the Taliban have not been targeting civilians. They're still just hitting foreign troops and government targets. There are many civilians killed in crossfires, but most of the time when that happens, the Americans get the blame. So the Taliban seem very savvy. They know their population, and they're not making some of the same mistakes that we saw in Iraq.
All right. Thank you very much. The World's Quill Lawrence, embedded with the U.S. Army on the Afghanistan-Pakistan border. Thanks a lot, Quill.
Thank you, Lisa.